On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom, Grammy-nominated singer and songwriter, Mr. Louis Capaldi. How's it going, Louis?
Woo! Grammy-losing singer, Louis Capaldi.
I like that humble attitude, man. I mean, congratulations. You've had a hell of a year. You released a new version of your big album, Divinely Uninspired to a Hellish Extent. That's what I'm talking about when it comes to a title. That's what Thank I like. You. This is called the finale version. So what's new on this one?
Oh, you're asking. That's not much. I have to be honest with you, Mario.
Just a clever title.
Listen, Mario. Oh, I get a phone call and the label says, listen, Christmas is coming up. We need to flog this dead horse some more. And I say, bring in the cash. Do what you have to do. But no, this version it's got a live version of we played a show in Wembley Arena at the start of the year, just before COVID obviously kind of ruined everyone's lives. And it's just got the whole live performance of us playing that there as well as the whole album. So there is something else on it, but trust me, it should be called the cash grab version, Mario.
Hey, I appreciate the honesty. That's awesome to hear. The album has set a record in the UK most weeks in the top 10, beating out Ed Sheeran. Did you get a chance to brag about that yet?
Yeah, well, I said to him, I said, oh, Ed, it's always been a dream of mine to beat you off, and I've finally done it. That's what I said to him.
Who doesn't want to beat off Ed Sheeran?
Me and Ed have exchanged emails. We'll drop a name there. Me and Ed have exchanged emails a couple of times through lockdown. And no, we haven't discussed that yet. But trust me, when I next see him, it'll be the first thing I bring up. And then he'll probably say, yeah, but I also have £200 million in the bank. And I'll say, oh, okay.
Fair enough. Someone You Loved is our seventh biggest song of 2020. And so much content came out this year. Are you prepared to sing that song for the rest of your career? I got to imagine if you're blessed with a hit like that, you're welcome it, right?
Well, I'm singing it when people don't want me to sing it. I'm every single day waking up, showing up at places unannounced, funerals, and people are saying, Louis, can you please stop? And I'm like, listen, guys, I've got a car to pay for. But listen, I'm very excited to play. I'll sing it every day of my life. If it was up to me, to be honest with you, because I go play my live gigs. Uh-huh. And let's be honest, Summer You Love's my biggest song. So it's always going to be my biggest song. It doesn't matter what I do from here to the rest of my life. And if it was up to me at the live gigs, I would just sing 12 Someone You Loves in a row. Because I think I'm singing all these other songs and I'm looking at people's faces and I can see on their faces, get to the big song. Listen, get to the big song, move on. And I'm thinking the same thing. I'm like, let's just do it 12 times. I mean, that's how I feel like we should do it.
Acoustic, so blues version, a reggae version, perhaps.
Exactly.
I love it. Does the success of an album like you just had, does it create pressure to have another one, or does it just give you freedom to experiment with maybe a completely different sound?
It makes me terrified, Mario, because I am, if I'm being honest, I'm a bit of a one-trick pony, and that's all I can do. I can only really do the...
It's a hell of a trick, though.
Well, thank you. I can only really do the piano ballads, so now I'm thinking, oh, no, I didn't... I really wish the first one didn't really do as well as that, because then I'm thinking, oh, you can only write so many piano ballads that are actually good. I'm quietly terrified. In fact, not loudly terrified, outwardly terrified about what the future holds. But actually, I'm in the studio, like, right now. I stepped away to do this. So let me tell you, it's been a struggle. Things are probably going to go downhill for me next year, Mario. But look, hey, we had a good run. But I did think, you know, we were initially going to release, you know, another song before the end of the year. But I thought, you know, 2020, people have suffered enough this year. And I think I'll give them a bit of time to relax a bit and just wait until next year.
2020, the year of Louis Capaldi.
That's right.
Yes, exactly.
That's right.
Me, two big things this year, me and COVID. What a year. Do you know what I mean?
Finding the silver lining here, if you do have a down year and you hit rock bottom, you'll inspire some creativity, I bet, for some really badass music. That's what I look at.
I'm just thinking about all those sweet, sweet reality shows that can go on. You know what I mean? I'm looking forward to going on Fear Factor or something like that. Even still a show.
Hey, Lewis, I read your mom's worried that you may fall into like the typical rock and roll lifestyle. Are you a big party person or more of a homebody?
Listen, I like to have a beer or two from time to time. It's no secret. I enjoy a beer.
Good for you.
But she doesn't need to worry too much because it's like she's worried about, you know, the trappings of the industry, you know, the drink, the drugs, all this stuff. And I'm like, right. If I have, you know, a can of Dr. Pepper, I'm suffering from acid reflux for a week after. Do you know what I mean? I've got a very bad bout of acid reflux. So she doesn't need to worry about me going too off the rails, but I do enjoy going out and about. And I don't really like being in the house, especially because my house at the minute is a bit of a mess. Because I just moved into a new place. And if I want a better word, it's a hellhole at the minute, Mario. I'm looking around thinking, is this really what I spent my money on? And it's going to be that way for a little while until we get it fixed up. So, anytime I can spend outside of my house, I like to do that.
What about Christmas? Where are you spending the holidays?
Nothing I love more than... I found that the more I, you know, the more my star rises, you know, the more I get famous... the less time I want to spend time with my family, and I'm pushing it on. I say, look, guys, I'm like a pretty big deal now, and you guys are like, I'm like, Dad, you haven't even been in the top 10 in the UK. Like, what's that all about? You know what I mean? I'm like, what, do you expect me to hang about with you for Christmas? Like,
yeah. Dad, they're not worthy anymore.
Isn't your dad like a fishmonger? Is that right?
Yeah, he's a best fishmonger in Scotland. KP's Fresh Fish.
Wait, what is a fishmonger? So, that sounds awesome.
So he's the number one fishmonger, and you've just been in the top 10.
Wait, what is a fishmonger?
It's a man, someone who sells fish. I don't know. I don't know what you would call it. It's
like a fisherman?
Well, no, it's someone who sells them. So like at a fish market.
Oh, sells fish. Got it. Oh, so did you grow up? Was he that your whole life? I love fish. Did you grow up? You must have had some amazing fish growing up, right?
Well, this is the thing. Here, a curse on my dad's family. None of us like fish.
Oh, wow.
None of us enjoy fish. I remember he brought a lobster home alive once. And it has scarred me for life.
Did he boil it in front of you? Ooh.
Oh, he did it all, and it was cruel. I mean, it didn't scar me enough to never eat meat again. Like, I'm still like, oh, okay, I'll eat animals. Like, but it was like, it was a traumatic experience for everyone involved. I mean, I'm pretty sure the lobster was the person who got the real short end of the stick. But it was a bit of a thing. But yeah, so he brings home nice fish for him to eat, but the rest of us just don't really enjoy it that much.
I'm down with your dad. That sounds awesome.
The key to lobster, by the way, is to not name it before you boil it.
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, that was as soon as it came out, I was like, Gregory.
It's a good name for a lobster. Lewis, speaking of the holidays, we're right in the middle of Hanukkah with Christmas, of course, only a week away. And we've teamed up with our amazing partners over at Macy's for Wishlist Wednesday. And I've been adding things to my list every week. And this week, we're adding some things from our favorite brands. I added this awesome Nespresso coffee machine. I'm a big coffee guy over here. And this Brookstone headphones and speakers. What are you adding to your list?
Oh, I don't know. So I think for me, it's good. You've got to be like, I like a Calvin Klein brief. I enjoy a Calvin Klein brief.
But you're more of a brief. You know what? I'm okay with briefs. I'm partial to the brief. You need the support.
Listen, I go back and trust me, I do not need the support. Don't you worry about that. There's nothing going on down there.
Not what I heard, Lewis. Not what I heard.
I've been a boxer man all my days. And I think this year, I'm going to be 25 in 2021 in October. So I'm thinking this year, I'm going to graduate from a boxer man to a brief. I want my budget to be smuggled. I want my budget to be smuggled. Get the goodies on show, and I'm very much looking forward to it.
I'll see that. You're gonna see the love life go next level. Yeah. Congratulations.
Next level.
Before I let you go, I'm gonna put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Okay. Favorite Christmas movie.
This was not as good. This is too slow. favorite Christmas, The Grinch. The
most underrated Christmas song.
There's one by a UK band called The Darkness, and it's like, it's called, I think it's Christmas Time in brackets, Don't Let the Bells End, and it's an amazing song, a brilliant song. I don't know if this is big worldwide as it is in the UK.
Are you talking about The Darkness that did they had that big,
I believe in a thing,
yes,
love,
yeah, like, yes, 10 years
they've got
ago
Christmas
or something.
Song.
Okay,
yeah, they've got a Christmas song, and it's amazing.
I'm gonna check it out. Celebrity crush growing up.
Celebrity crush growing up. Ooh, all of the ladies in the Moulin Rouge thing, you know, when, hey, yeah, sister,
yeah, 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 yeah. Okay.
That was like my first ever, like, that was like, it was my sexual awakening.
Yeah, yeah, no, that makes sense. I get you. What's the best gift you ever got on Christmas?
Ooh, best gift I ever got on Christmas was probably, I'd like to say something sentimental, Mario, but that'd be an absolute lie. So it was just, you know, it was probably like a PlayStation or a guitar or something. Yeah. Like, yeah. Listen, I'm all like, I get it. Sentimental gifts and stuff, like a locket from your grandmother who might have passed away. That's lovely. But just give it. See, my mum gave me a locket when I was like 12 of my grandmother passed away, and my other brother got a PS4. I'd be like, Mum, what's going on here?
Yeah.
What's going on here? So yeah, probably something like that. Probably something materialistic and shallow.
No, that's A. I can completely relate to that. And I'm totally with you. Last question. Prediction for 2021.
Prediction for 2021 would be virus goes away. COVID, we get rid of COVID. And then we all just, it's one big, we have the best summer ever.
Yes, yes. Louis Capaldi, I was already a fan. I'm a bigger fan after getting to know you. Very refreshing interview, my man. Very cool. Stay down to earth and humble. Omari.com to find out how to get the finale version of Divinely Uninspired to a Hellish Extent, my new favorite title. Louis, thanks for checking in, brother.
Thank you so much, Mario, for speaking to me.
You got it, bud. Take care.
I'll see you later.
See ya.
Farewell, all.
Take care. On with Mario Lopez.